I'm BJ Kissel. This is Pete Sweeney as we go through the top five Jamaal Charles runs from 2014. Pete, it was pretty difficult to get to just five runs.
Right, and I think it's because he could be the best non-quarterback in the league. I think a lot of Chiefs fans have been making that argument for a long time. So when you take all 16 games, of course, it's going to be tough to narrow that one down.
Well, let's get it started. His first run in our top five actually was his longest run of the season. On the Chiefs' third play of the game against the Arizona Cardinals in Week 14, Charles took the handoff and went 63 yards for the touchdown, gave the Chiefs the early 7-3 lead in Arizona. Now, in this play, Charles sidesteps the initial penetration, then gets low with his pads through the second level of the defense, breaking several tackle attempts in the process, and then he's gone. He doesn't need much space, and when he's got it, he's gone. 63 yards, the longest running play for the Chiefs in 2014.
Cardinals. Goodbye, Cardinals! Jamaal Charles busts a long run! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Head to Week 8, Chiefs and Rams, beginning of the fourth quarter. Chiefs are already leading at this point, 20-7, but this is the play from Jamaal Charles at the 36-yard line that seals the deal for the Chiefs. What I like about this play, BJ, is every single Rams player looks like they may have a chance to stop Jamaal, and guess what? Nobody does.
Touchdown, Kansas City! A 36-yard run by the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher.
Now, this next run is another one that shows what Jamaal Charles is all about. The Chiefs were trailing 20-17 early in the fourth quarter against the Seattle Seahawks. Charles took it 47 yards, setting up the go-ahead touchdown for the Chiefs in that big victory. His ability to change directions and glide in the open field is what separates him from 90% of NFL running backs. The thing is, Charles doesn't need much space. Just get him past the first level of the defense, he'll do the rest, just like he did against the Seattle Seahawks on this play.
Down to the 20, inside the 15, Charles covers a lot of room in a hurry.
Head to Week 10, Bills and Chiefs, fourth quarter, Bills up 13-3. Things are looking pretty bleak at this point. Fourth and one, Andy Reid says, I'm going for it. Puts Jamaal Charles in the backfield, and I think he was saving this play for a special moment.
Gets a downfield block at the 30, 25, 20. Angling back, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City on a fourth and one play on a gutsy call by Andy Reid.
I think it's kind of poetic that they set up Manny Lawson on this play. You look at both those touchdown runs in that game, this one in particular. Manny Lawson is a defensive end who bit on the play, and there were some plays early in the game where he took some shots once the whistle blew, and I think it was fantastic that it ended up being him as the guy that we beat on those plays.
Here we go, the top play for Jamaal Charles all year, and I think people are going to know what this one is.
What a poetic way for Jamaal Charles to become the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher with his 16-yard touchdown run against the San Diego Chargers down in San Diego. Now, with the Chiefs trailing 7-0 and on the first play of the second quarter on 2nd and 6, Charles took the handoff, course-corrected several different times before diving his way into the end zone and taking a big shot from his former teammate Brandon Flowers in the process. Pete, this was the epitome of a Jamaal Charles run, using his athleticism, quickness, vision, and then finally his toughness. What a poetic way for Jamaal Charles to become the Chiefs' all-time leading rusher on this play.
And that 16-yard run by Charles now makes him the all-time leading rusher in Kansas City Chiefs football history.
One of the best players in the league. It's almost like a walking highlight reel when you think about Jamaal Charles.
I think if you made a highlight reel of all Jamaal Charles' runs throughout his career, a lot of them look the same. He gets past the first level and he's gone. And the one thing that I know our colleague Mitch Holtis always talks about, though, is that Port Arthur toughness. How tough of a player he is. He is not afraid to lower his shoulder, deliver some hits. We are lucky to have a player like Jamaal Charles in Kansas City throughout his prime. Special player to watch.
And I'm sure he'll be a special player to watch in 2015 as well.
65 toss power trap.